The Senate held 4 days of hearings this week on the Supreme Court nomination of 10th U.S. Circuit Court Judge Neil Gorsuch. With a 52-48 advantage in the Senate, Republicans may be able to approve Gorsuch on a party-line vote.
But if Democrats decide to filibuster, the GOP may turn toward the so-called nuclear option, and a vote on Gorsuch may come as soon as the week after next. With us to talk about the Gorsuch hearings and what's next is Valley Attorney James Goodnow of Fenimore Craig. James, what do you think of how senators handled the hearings?
Well, I think on the Democratic side, of course, senators were trying to score points, showing that Judge Gorsuch is an ideologue, that he will be a reliably conservative vote, and that he could be dangerous for cases that are so important to liberals like Roe v. Wade. That was their expectation, but that's certainly not what they got from Judge Gorsuch. If you were to look for an actor to play the perfect Supreme Court justice, you could not find anyone more qualified than Neil Gorsuch. He looks the part. He has the credentials. He is eloquent. He is polished. So he really didn't give the Dems any ammo for their argument that Judge Gorsuch would, in fact, change the court in a profound way. So what they're defaulting to now is simply the argument that we don't know. We can only look at his track record, which, of course, as we know, is very, very conservative, and that's enough to try and stop him with a filibuster.
So is he legitimately a controversial nominee, or does it only seem that way because of the fact that Merrick Garland didn't get a hearing, and that's sort of what has people a little bit rabble-roused about the whole situation? Because he doesn't seem as though, certainly the way he carried himself, but even perhaps in his writings, doesn't seem to have sort of that firebrand possibility.
You cannot look at the Neil Gorsuch nomination hearings in a vacuum. They're taking place against a very intense political backdrop right now. We have, of course, the health care vote that's going up today. We have the travel ban that has been stopped by the courts. We have intense rhetoric on both sides of the aisle. So this is a very political process we're dealing with right now. And I think there are really two main factors that are going into it. One is retribution. Merrick Garland did not get an opportunity to be voted on. He did not have hearings, and Democrats are still fuming about that. They feel like this is a stolen justice by Donald Trump and Republicans. You also have right now intense pressure on the part of progressives in the base for the senators to stop and elected officials to stop Donald Trump at every opportunity they get. This is an opportunity. So I think you have senators feeling that on the Democratic side, and so they need to appease that base and show that they're willing to resist Donald Trump and his policies. And I think that's important for them, at least in their mind, going into the midterm elections.
James, let's talk geography briefly, because there was, of course, talk when Justice O'Connor, she came from Arizona, Justice Kennedy is from California, but for the most part, the court has been represented by folks east of the Mississippi. Neil Gorsuch is from Colorado. Do you see any significance in that? Does that tip any sort of balance when it comes to certain issues?
I really don't think it moves the needle in a major way. It is true, Judge Gorsuch will bring some geographic diversity to the court. He's from the 10th Circuit, based in Denver. And I think perhaps some people may feel that he has a better understanding of certain issues, water rights as an example, and those types of cases that may go up to the court. But I think more fundamentally, the issues that you deal with as a Supreme Court justice tend to be national in scope and tend to cut across geographic boundaries. So could it make a difference on the fringes? Certainly it could. Is that really the driving force, and is that going to move the needle on either the right or the left? I don't think so.
Finally, do you think Judge Gorsuch gets confirmed?
I believe he does. Right now, we know that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has indicated he is going to call on Democrats to filibuster, which means now Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is faced with a very difficult decision. Do I amend Senate rules to allow a simple majority vote instead of the 60 that have been historically required for many, many years? And I think the answer is yes, he probably will. Right now, the White House needs a win. I think Senate Republicans view it that way as well. So I do think If, in fact, the filibuster goes forward, you will see a rules change. You'll see a simple majority that's required. We have 52 Republicans right now in the Senate, so Judge Gorsuch will, in fact, go on to the Supreme Court. That will have long-term consequences, however. What this will do is cause the court to become much more polarized. If you only require a simple majority, those judges that tend to be more in the center that would draw those 60 votes will go away. And instead, you're going to have likely more partisan judges going up to appease the base.
James Goodnow is an attorney at Fenimore Craig and a legal analyst. James, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.